to learn more about an upcoming event, joining us on the phone to talk about Vintage Motorhome Celebration happens to be the convention manager, Kim Weeks, from GMC Motorhomes International. Kim, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, let me ask you, as far as I was concerned, as soon as I saw your post of this event coming up, that's pretty exciting, just due to the fact any of us that are involved in the vintage hobby when it comes to RVs, we are so used to seeing vintage trailer rallies, we don't much see anything having to do with motorhomes. Now, this is all pre-1980. Whose brainchild was it to come up with an event like this?
Well, GMC Motorhomes International is an organization with about 1,100, over 1,100 members, and we are worldwide. We even have them in Australia and England, and we hold two conventions in the United States during the year, and at these conventions, we have had other older motorhomes drop in, and the excitement of seeing them was just overwhelming. And we started to look on the internet and stuff, and there weren't a lot of events for these coaches, as you previously mentioned. And so I brought it to the board, and I suggested that we try this event. And they said, let's go for it. So first, we thought we were just going to include the front wheel drive and the same drive shafts on ours. And then we decided, when I put the feeler out there, I had other coaches wanting to come, so we just opened it up for Class A motorhomes pre-1980. And actually, we have a couple 86s and 83s that are planning on coming too, so we are going outside of that realm a smidge. And we surely hope that all of the people that can in the Shawnee area or within the drivable area of Shawnee, Oklahoma, does come and join us.
Well, I'm glad to see that you're stepping outside of those bounds just a little bit as far as year, because there are some classic motorhomes that go up into the 80s. And let's talk a little bit about the location. You said Shawnee, Oklahoma. This is happening between March 24th and 30th. That's a big undertaking. That's 6-7 days worth of motorhome activity.
Yes, our normal convention consists of 6 nights, and we are very, very active at our conventions. And so we're just adapting our spring convention into this and adding additional classes and tech sessions and non-tech that can accommodate all vintage coaches. One of the top events that we have scheduled is Mac the Fire Guy. And Mac McCoy is this gentleman, and he is a respected authority in the field of the RV fire safety. And he will teach everybody the different types of fires and how and what products to use to take care of them. And then he'll take them outside and he'll actually do an on-site demonstration and have attendees attempt to put these fires out. That's just one of our events. We have we got smartphone classes, health classes, craft classes. We have two pre-convention offerings that we're taking a bus tour to the Oklahoma City National Memorial Museum. And then we're also going to go see the largest pair of overhauls over at the Roundhouse Overhaul.
I saw that on your site.
They've been around for over 100 years.
Unbelievable.
And it is. And then we have a local bunch of ladies, of GMC ladies out of Tulsa, and they are going to be putting on a ladies' luncheon, and the theme is going to be Maxine, who everybody loves, that cartoon character.
You bet.
Who always has just the right words to say. And we're actually asking the ladies, if they wish, they can dress up as their favorite dress-up of Maxine, or even her dog, Floyd.
Well, it sounds like you guys are going to have. Well, it sounds like you're going to have a lot of fun out there. And I was impressed to see how much you have in the way of tech sessions and kind of non-techie sessions. That really incorporates everybody within the same realm. Maybe not the same motorhome, but just the fact that they have vintage to be able to find out more about what to do with some of these classic rigs.
Yes, we do, and plus we have food. You will not go away hungry at our conventions. We eat our way through our conventions. We have fresh waffles every morning made for you, and we have catered meals, and we have lunch. And we have a fantastic flea market and craft sale. And the best thing is when you get to do the vintage motorhome show. When people open up their motorhomes and you get to see what they've done with them. And that is extremely interesting.
Well, we have said it on this show so many times, it's just part of our normal course of action. When you go to a car show, it's always don't touch. You go to a vintage event with trailers or motorhomes, everyone invites you inside their home. That is the best part of going to any of these events. So let me ask you, how many folks do you figure are participating at this point? Do you have a round number of who's going to be there?
Well, this is our very first one, and we have no idea, but we're hoping that the vintage motorhomes will come and join us. Our conventions normally run about 125 coaches at GMCs by themselves.
Wow.
And actually, we do have some GMC owners that own Airstreams and a FMC, and they have come to the conventions. You do not have to own a GMC motorhome to attend any of our conventions. It's if you think they're cool, you can be a member of the club, and you can come to any convention that we host or event that we host.
You know, I like that just due to the fact that there may be folks that maybe they don't have the funding to be able to buy an old GMC. Maybe they haven't found the right one, but they're interested. And the fact is, at least they can be involved in the club at that point. So congratulations for allowing people in. I know there's a lot of closed groups that unless you're actually an owner, you can't participate in their events. I'm glad to see that you do it otherwise.
And if you want to learn more about GMC and all about the motorhomes and stuff, at GMCMI.com, we have tons of information from advertising and literature to technical manuals and the whole thing. But if you go over to latest news, where you can actually look at the brochure about our vintage motorhome celebration, we also have a page that we started collecting all the different motorhomes that were pre-1980. We actually pulled it from the FMCA advertising out of their magazines. And so there is a lot there to look at, and you can spend hours. So I do invite you to check us out.
No, definitely. Do you want to give that website one more time so folks know where to go?
It's gmcmi.com. And on the far right is called Latest News. And underneath there is all the information available for the Vintage Motorhome Celebration.
Perfect. And you, when we spoke prior to going on the air, you actually have a magazine that goes out to your members. Is anyone that is involved in GMCMI capable of getting that magazine? Can you subscribe to it?
We don't have subscriptions. We do have membership, and you're more than welcome. You do not need to own a motorhome. A lot of people join to find the motorhome. They come to the conventions, and they learn all about the different makes and models and everything with GMC. They were made for only 5 years, but we feel we still have about 6,000 of them out there. And so it's a very exciting. They don't last long when they go up for sale. They are a hot commodity right now. So if you find something you like, don't hesitate and put the money down and so it can be held so you can get there and look at it.
No, exactly. And, you know, when you said there's about 6,000 GMCs out there, the survival rate was great on those motorhomes. There's still a lot of what were manufactured.
Yes, it really is. We do have a registry that's at another website, and it's the GMC Registry. And there's a gentleman that started it, and he has been trying to find all the VIN numbers. And in our magazines, we reference those numbers a lot. And our magazine is a four-color, a full-color design magazine. You can see a flipbook of it on that website, gmcmi.com, under Latest News. It's right below the information about our vintage motorhome celebration. Do take the time and check it out because it's pretty cool.
Perfect. Well, folks, if you have any interest in wanting to see a lot of vintage motorhomes as opposed to just trailers at most of the vintage events, please get a hold of Kim. It is Kim Weeks, and her number is 612-501-4600. And as Kim said, you can go to their website, which is gmcmi.com. A lot of information there. Kim, if you don't mind my asking, after the event, can we do a follow-up with a post-recap of the show?
Sure, I'd very much welcome that.
Oh, I'd love to. I'd love to see who all showed up and what type of coaches were there. I think it's going to be great. And to be honest, I can already foresee there's probably going to be a second annual Vintage Motorhome Celebration. What do you think?
We're looking forward to that as well.
All right. Well, Kim, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it, folks. It is happening March 24th through the 30th in Shawnee, Oklahoma. It is called the Vintage Motorhome Celebration. It is put on by GMC Motorhomes International. Please go to their website, GMCMI, for more information. Stick with us. There is more to come. This is Pink Flamingo RV Radio. We'll be right back.